This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
We are having a conversation right now, an ongoing conversation with the author of the book While Idaho Slept. J. Reuben Appelman is with us on the program. I'm curious to get your thoughts on his parents. It seems rather bizarre, if you will, and we don't know really much about them at all. As far as I know, maybe you know more, but the lack of going and seeing your son in jail all the way across the country. I know it's nowhere near where they actually live, but we're talking almost a year since these crimes took place. And as far as we know, there's been no record of them going to see their son. I don't know if that speaks to they really think he probably did it, and they have cut ties or don't want to be connected. I don't know. It seems bizarre. It seems that a lot of his family did have a lot of reservations about him, specifically his sisters and such. We've heard the report of actually last Thanksgiving when he was back that a sister made a comment of, how do we know it's not you? You drive a white Elantra and you're in that area. And also the accusations, not even accusations, but the fact that he stole his sister's cell phone years prior and faced charges for that. Father actually wanted him to face charges for that sort of behavior. What does that say about the dynamics of the family and their care for their son, whether he's guilty or innocent?
Yeah, I think that Brian Koberger's parents love this guy tremendously. The research that I've done leads me to believe that they have immense amount of love for their son, mm-hmm. and that they believe him to be very troubled and previous to these accusations. And it's my belief that they probably believe he's culpable or responsible. And that's heartbreaking because you can see a pattern of his family standing by him through many years of troubled interactions. And that is one reason I believe they probably haven't come and spent much time in Idaho trying to see him. I also know they're more or less not situated financially to just kind of jet across the country whenever, but certainly once or twice.
Yeah.
I mean, anybody who is struggling, everybody who is fighting to see their children will figure out a way to get there.
Yeah.
And whether it's sell the vehicles, sell the house, borrow 10 grand, you know, I mean, they're oddly enough, because of the eyeballs on this case, all they'd have to do is throw up a GoFundMe and say, we want to visit our son. And they'd probably get 10 grand sent their way in 2 days. You know,
I almost say 2 minutes, probably.
Yeah. Two minutes. I mean, there are many options for them to see him. I believe that they probably are heartbroken by the possibility that he did this. I mean, I wouldn't say that about every family, and they, but there's a lot of interaction with that family and him, and it's with getting him out of trouble or standing by his side during certain things, and you'd think, you know, wanting to press charges for stealing a sibling's phone is kind of tough. But I think that happened, from what I gather, that happened during one of his drug-related spirals. And it seems that maybe the family was trying to find a way to get him to get clean.
Sure.
And interactions with the law will often do that.
Yeah.
So that type of family, though, it seems like they are the type who might believe, well, look, he made his bed. I don't know what's going on, but we better let him lie in it a while. Not out of punishing instinct, but out of like just heartbreak.
No, that, you know? And their own survival. I mean, just, you know, we didn't do this. He's been troubled his whole life. We've tried things. Things haven't worked. Sometimes people are broken. I know that's a very simple way of saying it. Obviously, there's a lot more than that. But yeah, just saying, you know, this is your fight now. You put yourself
and the media presence. You know, I can see. Yeah. I mean, you could see that it was just traumatizing to them, walking into court with all the cameras and everything. You know, if they're going in and out of the courthouse or the jail in Idaho, I mean, they're going to be sworn by cameras and stuff, and it's just hard. My understanding is that they've spoken on the phone. Okay.
Just a few minutes left here. I want to ask the book While Idaho Slept. What do you want people to take away from this after finishing that last page and putting it down?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I didn't start writing this book with the intent to have resolution to a prosecution of some sort included in the book. That's not the goal of the book. A very wise friend of mine once told me, he's a defense lawyer, he told me people think that prosecuting cases successfully is going to somehow add some feeling of fulfillment or allow people to regrow the broken parts of them that were traumatized by the violence that was inflicted on them. It doesn't really happen. The effects of the violence lingers in the communities, lingers on the shoulders of the people who are connected to the cases. It lingers for years and sometimes decades. And I didn't want to tell the story of a prosecution. I wanted to tell the story of how communities repair themselves after the visitation of violence, how to find hope after horrific things happen in the lives of these victims. And I wanted to tell the story of the victims. I wanted to sort of memorialize these people in a way that hadn't been done. You get little blips and beeps from mainstream media or social media posts or whatever. Like, you're a good example. You have, you know, you'll do one video on Koberger, then another, and then another, and then another, right? Or whatever. Like, you're painting a bigger picture for people who want that bigger picture. Books do the same thing. They take all the blips and the beeps and they give you a space to contextualize everything. I want people to, like, people who are obsessed with this case will know about 80% of what's in the book, right? Because they've been obsessed with this case.
Sure.
But even for them, there's some things they didn't know. And that's important for people who aren't obsessed with this case, which is most of the world, is not obsessed. A big chunk of the world is obsessed with this case, but most of the world is just going about their daily business. This puts all the information in one place, allows context and texture, and it allows you to sort of see these victims that you only previously saw little photos of or heard little blips about in a way that humanizes them in a way that paints a picture of North Idaho, the community of Moscow and its environs in a more tactile way, in a way that allows you to know the sort of beauty of the area, allows you to understand the community more, and more or less, like I said a minute ago, just allows you a way to understand or to hope for anyway the way communities repair after the visitation of these things. You know, I feel like when you put down that book, you want to live better. You want to tackle the things in your life more greatly. You want to appreciate the loved ones around you more actively. And that's what I was hoping for with the book.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.